WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When I was a kid who knew nothing, one reason I thought jazz was for squares was the sound jazz guitar players got. I'd been listening to guys like Jimi Hendrix, who could howl and sustain notes like a raucous saxophone player. Jazz guitarists had these muffled tones that made them sound like they were stuck in a closet. Even after I got older and learned about the jazz and blues guitarists who'd helped inspire rock, I still kept wishing jazz guitarists would pick up on the rude sounds that rockers were using. Next time, I'll be more careful what I wish for. In the wake of John McLaughlin came a zillion shrill fusion guitarists who are great at running scales but not so good at making music. But there are some good, loud jazz guitar players, like John Scofield. Scofield combines a jazz musician's solid knowledge of harmony with a rocker's brittle tone. A decade ago, he was making straight jazz records. Then he joined Miles Davis's electric band and began rocking out. Nowadays, he strikes a balance between the two. His new record, Flat Out, on the Gramavision label, features the rhythm section he's been touring with, drummer Johnny Vidakovich and bassist Anthony Cox. Cox is a great bassist for improvising around riffs, because he's never content to just pound out a repeating pattern. He always works variations on a theme. Vidakovich, who's from New Orleans, plays those snappy parade rhythms that nearly every drummer from that city has a weakness for. He shows off his hometown stuff on a cover of Sissy Strut by the old New Orleans R&B group The Meters. The organ player is Don Grolnick. Of other New Orleans-styled numbers on Scofield's new album, including Huey Piano Smith's Rockin' Pneumonia. But Scofield also does a couple of jazz standards. He gives a Caribbean lilt to the old Doris Day favorite, Secret Love. Scofield also plays Jerome Kern's jam session warhorse, All the Things You Are. I especially like the way he takes Dizzy Gillespie's little descending phrase, which begins and ends almost every jazz version of the tune, and constructs a long closing episode around it. This is one of three tracks where Terry Lynn Carrington is on drums. main reason this jazz partisan likes Schofield's Rocky playing is that it's so well grounded in the feel of jazz and blues. He doesn't just toss off a few of the right licks. That's what makes him more than just some flash I would pan.